Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. We got a couple of events coming up. One's going to be on March 8th. It's another beginning gardener class about pests and foes and how to handle and manage your garden with, you know, maybe you don't want to use that many chemicals in your garden, and that's awesome. A lot of people are that way. They're going to talk about some different ways that you can do that in that course. And then coming up on April 1st, just to get it in your mind, it is the next Sustainable Homestead Expo, and we'll talk about that. Both of these events you can register for on Eventbrite, and the Sustainable Homestead Expo, probably in the coming weeks. Be looking for that on there as well. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's jump in here to this. First up is the March 8th. It's the Beginner Gardener course, and you guys have been having a lot of fun with these, and you're going, you said, until May with the Beginner Gardener course. Is that correct?
Yeah, so one Wednesday a month. It's usually kind of the middle Wednesday. we have these kind of rotating topics. It's an hour and a half, so it's enough just to kind of get people started. And a lot of it's teaching people where to look for resources.
And the funny thing about this course is you guys really came up with this course for those people that don't want to take the Master Gardener program. But when we were talking about it the one time, you said that a lot of people that are in the Master Gardener program take this class as well.
Yeah, just because we kind of narrow in on certain topics with the Beginner Garden Series. It's a little bit different approach. I think people, no matter how long you've been gardening, if it's something you're even just thinking about, it's kind of, there's something there for everyone.
Okay, and once again, this one's going to be talking about different pests and foes that you have to deal with in your garden. And you said you were going to be talking about some different ways that you can take care of these pests that don't include necessarily chemicals.
Yeah, so for a lot of our very common pests, you know, things like aphids or squash bugs, right? There are some ways that we can manage those, and in a way that is maybe a little bit more sustainable, or it's not that insecticides can have a place in the home garden. Sometimes we need to use them. There's different types of products out there. Some are more organic versus synthetic. So we're just going to be kind of talking about some of those considerations to make as we look at pests. And we're also going to be talking about the beneficial insects. So what should you be looking out for in your garden? Or what can you do to encourage those beneficial predators or even pollinators? How do you bring those into the garden to give you those ecosystem services of pest suppression? So it's just a more holistic approach. It's actually something we call integrated pest management, because it's using all of the tools we have in our toolbox to get around pest issues and not have those unnecessary costs of time and money and environmental costs and some of those.
All right, so I'm going to ask you now, I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there a bug out there that we have in our area that maybe people think is not a good bug to have around but is actually somewhat beneficial?
That's a really good question. I think one that comes to mind is European paper wasp. They're the ones that build the little things underneath the eaves of your house, kind of the little paper nests. They can be kind of pesty, but they are one of the best caterpillar hunters out there. If you have those wasps around, you're not going to have an issue with caterpillars. They love eating caterpillars.
So you got to keep them around.
You can.
You got to keep them around, because we all know what caterpillars do to leaves and everything else. So let them take care of it. That's the best way.
Yeah.
Then people can't look at you like you're going to do that to those caterpillars. I'm not doing anything, right?
Until they start drinking your Coke.
Until they start drinking your Coke. That is a problem with them. All right. So that one, once again, is coming up on March 8th. You can sign up for that on Eventbrite, or you can just show up. And how much does the class cost? And where's it going to be at?
So it's $5 $5 for the class, and then we'll be at USU Eastern in the Reeves Building, room 187.
Okay, so there's that one's coming up March 8th. Then the other one, we just wanted to get on the out there so you know that it's coming up on April 1st. This is the Sustainable Homestead Expo. Now, you did this last year, and it was quite successful, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had, I think, about 50 people there. So really the reason we started doing this is we have our crop school each year, which is very successful. It's more geared towards kind of production ag. So, and then we have our gardener, different gardening classes, but we saw a need for people on small farms, that want to be diversified farms. Maybe it's a hobby farm, maybe it's something they are trying to do. Is more of a backyard business, as we call it. So we've seen a need for that, and it's something that's been very successful. So it's a chance for us to get a lot of our university resources, our specialists, you know, to come talk about economic decisions, or here's some non-traditional crops. Or how do you manage, maybe you're wanting to integrate some small livestock in your area for various reasons. So it's a time to bring all of those folks together. The other thing that we've really seen is that we have a lot of people that have these kind of backyard business. You know, maybe it's truck garden, or maybe they're doing honey production, or maybe it's more wool and craft sort of things. But sometimes getting people connected to where, hey, I'm running I'm starting my own cookie bakery, and I want to use some local honey or some local berries or something like that. Getting those folks together in the same room is cool. Some really cool things happen.
All right. And so once again, this is going to be on April 1st. Be looking for the sign up on Eventbrite in the coming weeks. And you'll need to register for this one. Is there a fee for this?
Yeah, there is. It's $40 okay. for the day, and that includes your lunch and continental breakfast and all that.
So, and that's why they need a head count. So be looking on Eventbrite for that one coming up once again on April 1st. That's the Sustainable Homestead Expo. We'll be going on at 9 to 2, and I'm assuming up there on the campus of USU Eastern.
Yep, it'll just be in the student center.
Okay, and you'll have lunch, there will be speakers, and it's just trying to get like-minded people together and see if they can help one another out and talk about different things that they do. So those two things are coming up. We've got, once again, on March 8th, that's the Beginning Gardener course about pests and foes. That'll be on Eventbrite, or you can just show up. The class is $5 on that one. It'll be in the Reeves Building on the campus of USU Eastern, and of course, we just spoke about the Sustainable Homestead Expo coming up on April 1st. Now, if anybody has any questions about these, can they reach out to you and call you up there at the Extension office?
Absolutely. You can call either Carbon or Emory County Extension office, your local office, 435-636-3233.
And they'll take care of it. Steve, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.